KSA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A San Francisco Bay Area law firm has filed a lawsuit against Kaiser Permanente for allegedly charging patients hundreds of dollars for a COVID-19 test that was supposed to be free. Legal analyst Steve Clark on the KCBS website.
If people believed that they were going to be charged for COVID testing, they may not get tested, and this was certainly not the health policy that the federal and state governments were encouraging during the height of the pandemic.
President Zelensky said Ukraine would liberate all its lands from Russia, striking a defiant tone in an address to mark Ukraine's Independence Day, delivered amid dozens of disabled Russian armored vehicles in their nation's capital Wednesday. This is the final week for the preseason in the NFL. It starts with two games on Thursday and runs through the weekend. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
An autopsy conducted Tuesday confirmed the body found submerged inside a vehicle at Prosser Creek Reservoir is that of missing teenager Kylie Rodney. Prosser Creek is about a half-hour drive north of Lake Tahoe. Authorities are calling this a vehicular accident. Student loan forgiveness is anything but. The loan will be paid back. If not by the student, it will be you and I that will be required to pay it back.
The Biden administration is expected to announce on Wednesday whether to extend a freeze on student federal loan payments and possibly forgive college debt for millions of Americans. The plan, under consideration by White House officials, would cancel up to $10,000 in student loans per borrower. New analysis estimates from the Penn Wharton budget model show the total cost of forgiving that debt will be almost $300 billion in the first year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Representative Pat Fallon, the Republican from Texas, on Newsmax Tuesday, said that students should pay back their loans.
This is patently unfair, and it's un-American. Because many, look at our skilled laborers. A lot of them didn't attend four-year colleges. They attended trade schools, and they had to pay their loans back, or they had to pay their way as they went. And what about all of the students that did have student loans? I only had a minor one because I was fortunate enough to be on a scholarship in university. But I paid that back in full. It sets a horrible precedent, and it doesn't teach these young people that when you make a choice, you made a conscious choice to borrow money to attend a four-year university, you need to pay that money back. You could have gone to a junior college for a couple of years and then transferred to a state school. Nobody told you how to go to a high-priced private school and get a four-year degree in philosophy, so now you're serving me lattes at the Starbucks. That's a choice you made, and you have to face the consequences.
The misconception that there is no sound in space originates because most of space is a vacuum, providing no way for sound waves to travel. A galaxy cluster has so much gas, NASA was able to record the sound from a black hole with extreme amplification. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.